Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome and thank you for joining us. It is the 30th day of June on this Tuesday edition. Tuesday, June 30th, 2009. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Coming up in the next hour, we have climatologist Dr. Tim Ball coming on to break down what's really happening with supposed climate change. They're basically teaching children now that the seasons are abnormal, and that we've got to have basically 76 degrees year-round, or we've got to have population reduction to stop it, and polar bears can't swim, and so we've got to give up all of our rights and liberties as well. So Dr. Tim Ball joining us. We are also going to get an individual called Spencer Pratt on. And the reason I'm having this individual on is I don't read the tabloids. I don't watch TMZ on TV. I really don't know who any of these people are. I hardly know who Paris Hilton is, but these are I guess, another echelon, a lower echelon of people like that. What's interesting is, though, that they, I guess, have been twittering back and forth with the Cyrus girl that plays Hannah Montana. And so we had hundreds and hundreds of emails an hour yesterday coming in and thousands of Twitters coming in asking us about us. And, hey, if I can use the system's own ridiculous hype machine to reach young people about real issues and not Michael Jackson and Paris Hilton, I'll do it. So we'll talk to this individual about the Twitter phenomenon, his MTV TV show. And supposedly he's waking up, he and his girlfriend are waking up to the New World Order and figuring out that running around, I guess, basking in the media glow for absolutely no reason is not as important as the whole world government coming down on top of us. But that's coming up in the last hour of the show. We'll have him on 20 minutes or so. That should be always informative to try to find out from this sector of society that is, I don't know what you call it, kind of like the heart of the hype machine. What is Paris Hilton? What is all of that? Just tabloid for tabloid's sake. It's tabloid fame, not even stemming from any type of media fame. Basically, everybody in the office knows who these people are, and I have no idea who they are. It really doesn't even register. But we'll delve into that area and see how many people that this gentleman knows who are kind of in this strata of media that are waking up to the New World Order. Because when I talk to some music legend icon who's waking up but doesn't want to come on the air, I can't ever get into it. Or when I talk to some famous director who's awake to the New World Order but doesn't want to come on air, I don't talk about it. Or when I talk to some high-level politician who's a fan of the show but doesn't want to come on air, I can't get them on. I can get a Jesse Ventura, a Willie Nelson, a Charlie Sheen, a Rick Linkletter. You know, we told you 3 or 4 months before it was in the news that we'd woken up Bruce Willis. I mean, we have those type of successes, but most of the successes we can't ever tell you about. And look, if we can get the Hollywood people, instead of them being controlled leftist or controlled right-wing Republicans, that is a major wound to the New World Order and their entire system. So we'll delve into that some in the last hour today as we reach out to the tweenies and the teens and all of the little dimmy celebrities and that whole system of principalities on the whole MTV circuit. All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Key news straight ahead.
Finally, in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid, even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid. Some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, here is the rundown of what we're going to cover today in the four-hour transmission. Red alert, the total takeover of America enters its final phase. I want to thank listeners yesterday when this story went up on PrisonPlanet.com for making it go mega viral. Supernova. It is all over the web. Let's continue to push it out there because everybody's looking at the federal takeover of health care, the federal looting of the Second Amendment, the federal takeover of all carbon activity, all industry, everyone's homes, with the greenhouse gas tax passing the House, racing through the Senate. They see the Clean Water Restoration Act, total federalization of all land in the United States because of water above ground or below ground, total jurisdiction, total criminality. They see the absolute amnesty bill for complete legalization of all illegal aliens racing through the House. But they see it all individually as separate pieces. The bottom of the hour, I'm going to read all of Paul Joseph Watson's article on air titled Red Alert, The Total Takeover of America Enters Its Final Phase. And he's got six red alert points in here. And there's many others, but these are the six big ones. And it is now final. House procedural rules are very confusing, depending on how a final vote was called. We talked to Ron Paul's office yesterday. That original story we got off the Daily Poll was incorrect, but nobody's perfect. We all make mistakes. There was not a chance to call and get them to do a motion to reconsider the way the vote was originally called. So that's a done deal in the House. I guess we're kind of doing a ghost dance or something, wishing that we could reverse what happened in the House. And then now is in the Senate. And Ron Paul's on record. We're going to play that clip later, saying he talked to a bunch of Democrats. They know it's criminal. They know it's going to kill the economy. They know it's going to shut everything down. But they will be destroyed by lobbyists, and the lobbyists will fund their opposition. And the American people are drugged out of their minds watching TV all day and obsessed with celebrities and Michael Jackson, so they won't go out and support these congresspeople, so they just sell out to the foreign banks. And that's what's happening right now, is just an absolute corporate takeover of the country. So I'm going to cover that story. Iraqis cheer and fear, CNN reports, U.S. pullout from cities. And this was the plan all along. After 6 years and 3.5 months of occupation and 11 years of siege before that, let me see, 1991 to 2003, yeah, that's almost 12 years of siege and then 6 years plus of occupation. They've built giant permanent bases. One of them holds 6,000 people. They call it an embassy. That's a shadow government parasite operation that has giant, armed paramilitary intelligence forces inside who then run all the secret police and the torture gangs and the hit squads. That's all on record. And so they're going to keep 50 to 80,000 troops. They still got 160,000 over there right now. But the plan has always been under Bush and under Obama to keep 50 to 80,000. They debate the different numbers. 50 to 80,000. 50 to 80,000 troops there permanently, and then rotate the other troops over into Pakistan and Afghanistan and into Georgia encircling Russia. So that's what's happening with the troops. They've already conquered one zone, and part of the force, the Army of the New World Order is what it is moving on like locust to the next field. So we'll go over some of that today. Lawmakers challenged a Reid health care bill before voting on it. And Republican leadership is now coming out and saying, we are challenging the Democrats to allow us to read this, because what they do is they bring out some of the proposals. They bring out normally about 30% of the bill. Like this last one was 1,300 finally. They were adding pages, pulling pages. It was over 1,500 at one point, they now admit. Went back down to 1,250 or so. So it's being expanded. It's having parts removed. The lobbyists are all in there, swarming over it, the foreign lobbyists predominantly. The Congress isn't even allowed to see it. Only a key few committee chairmen and their staff, which are bought and paid for by the lobbyists, by their handlers. And this is all on record. This is admitted. They've had the Republican and Democratic leaders of the House and Senate admit, quote, banks control Congress. Just completely dominated. And so they're not letting the rank-and-file Democrats or any of the Republicans see the health care bill. And what they'll do is now this week into next week, They're blitzing us. They're blitzkrieging us. They're just racing past us. They're going to try to pass this thing lock, stock, and barrel, hook, line, and sinker, bum-rushing us, just like a linebacker, taking down one of the wide receivers and breaking his ribs. He hits him so hard. That's what they're doing to the American people right now. And they're saying, can we please just see it? And they're saying, no, sit down, shut up, this is the pimp game. And it's the same thing on total amnesty for the illegal aliens, same thing on the new federalization, Federal Reserve bill that will not just give them unlimited money and power and no oversight, they already have that, but allow them to seize any and all businesses lands, just total dictatorship. The Supreme Court is in line with that with the New London Kelo decision on seizing private property for private interest. I mean, it's here. This is the third world receivership, just like the IMF and World Bank take third world countries into receivership. So lawmakers challenge to read health care bill before voting. That's out of Politico. We'll go over some of that. Ireland commissioner says most EU countries would reject Lisbon Treaty, London Telegraph. Well, no kidding. They've only allowed three continental European countries, France, the Netherlands, and one other, to vote in the last 5 years on Lisbon Treaty expansion. Lisbon, I always call it Lisbon, it's Lisbon Treaty. Ireland commissioners say most EU countries would reject Lisbon Treaty. And Ireland voted last year and said no. And the media kept saying, it's going to be a landslide. Everybody's voting for it. Foreigners are trying to influence Irish to vote against it, which was actually the opposite. It was foreigners trying to push the Irish into going into the European Empire and waiving all their hard-won liberties and freedoms, the few they've got, after British domination. And that's all this EU is an amalgamation of the British and European and American Empire. And so the Irish saw through it, beat it by a huge margin, and so now they're back saying, it's going to pass, everybody's for it. And they're targeting kind of the fad-driven housewife or teenager type, or kind of Joe Sixpack who just barely listens to the radio or reads the newspaper. Oh, all my fellow Irish are for it. I'm going to vote for it. You know, just a mass hoax. Everybody's going to vote for it. Everybody wants it. And it's the same stuff in the headlines. Foreigners are trying to pressure the Irish not to join. Well, the Irish aren't going to put up with foreign domination. They're going to waive all their rights and go under EU control. They play little mind games with you, but the Irish aren't buying it. Now, see, the elite know the American people are so dumbed down, so ignorant of geography and world facts, that here they just tell us there is no American Union, and we're actually under it since 2005, under treaty, March 24th, 2005. It was signed. It's openly announced all over the world. They openly have North American Union summits. Bush even gave press conferences about merging the American Union with the European Union and the Transatlantic Agreement with Merkel and Barroso. It's in Endgame. And the public doesn't even know what continents are, literally. The average American is like Miss South Carolina, who can't even talk. Such as Americans, textbooks, helping, freedom with them, good. In fact, let's cue her up. I want folks to hear that coming back if they need to be reminded. Now, sure, 30% of us or so know about geography, know about the world, basic facts, understand the Bill of Rights, the Constitution. But the elite are betting on the other 70% folks who don't even know if it's day or night sometimes. I mean, they're just in a mind-numb daze going from one bestial, low-level instinct satiating their basic programming to the next. But Ireland commissioner says most EU countries would reject Lisbon Treaty. Ireland's EU Commissioner Charlie McGreevy has concluded that voters in most EU countries would reject the stalled Lisbon Treaty. Doesn't matter. They're just implementing it through executive fiat and now even telling the states that they have no control. It's all the European Parliament, which is a dictatorship. His admission came as Brian Cohen, the Irish Prime Minister, was set to announce the October 2nd is the date when Ireland holds its second referendum on the document. That's right. Of course, here we just have electronic voting machines since they killed Kennedy in 63. That's when Voter News Services took over and started feeding the ballots into computers for tabulation. It didn't matter what exit polls showed anymore. You know, here it didn't matter if we vote that stuff down. It's just they don't even care. It's like, because we're known as the idiots of the world. We're known as, well, in the pimp game, as the bitch hoes, to use the term, who will put up with anything. The treaty, which proposes the first time president of the European Council, is highly contentious and was rejected by the Irish referendum of June of last year. But current opinion polls suggest the Irish will vote yes this time. Yeah, more fake polls, more baloney, more mass psychology. We'll be right back.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, I'm John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128. And let's take in a brief mind movie. We're surrounded by jesters, members of the nation's largest clown club based in Washington, D.C. Fuzzy hair, baggy pants, big yellow shoes, and now offering financial assurances that all will be well. The stimulus package is working. A bailout is coming your way. And while we're flat broke, we're also told that we've stepped back away from the brink. Pardon me? Back to the real world. We know that we can rely on no one but ourselves to generate financial security. Protecting your assets is solely up to you. No one else is coming to the rescue. Please call me, John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, to discuss investing in precious metals, gold and silver, with a 6,000-year track record of success and security. I'm John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and together we'll create a package that really works for you.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
We have just received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement for all GCN listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands. The number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
All right, we're back live, ladies and gentlemen. Continuing to the news here. AP report, National Guard to seek volunteers for the border. Rick Perry's done this. George Bush did this. They constantly, every year, do a stunt where they take a rotation of guard. 1,500 is what they've done the last three or four times I've seen them do this. And they take them, and they stick them down on the border, usually about 20 miles off the border, and they have them run checkpoints on the highway searching people's cars, and the troops aren't allowed to have any bullets in their M16s, And the Mexican troops shoot at them and chase them off. That's been in the news. And so basically, it's a drill taking our troops down there to teach them how to turn tail and run and show the white flag. Or like a white-tailed deer running away, throwing up their white tail. I mean, that's basically about what goes on. So that'll be another stunt for Obama. More deception, more lies. This whole climate change bill allows the federal government, if it passes the Senate, under international treaties, to do whatever they want. It's a blank check. To home inspections, regulate power plants, gasoline, oil, plastic, your homes, businesses, factories, everything. It's a blank check. Anything that puts off carbon. And it'll tell you what type of windows to use in your house, what type of construction, what type of architecture, what type of lighting. Well, here is the Associated Press again. White House announces new lighting standards, and they say that the White House is going to pass efficiency standards for lamps and light bulbs. And it goes on and on. In fact, let me just read part of this article. Aiming to keep the focus on climate change legislation, which is a total fraud. There is no unnatural climate change. It's unless you're talking about all the terraforming they're doing and their secret projects that nobody will talk about. President Barack Obama put a plug in for the administration's efforts to make lamps and lighting equipment use less energy. But again, sounds reasonable, but it sets the precedent for the federal government to tell you what to do, how to live, what type of washer and dryer you can have, what type of dishwasher you can have, what type of light bulbs you can have, what type of windows you can have, what type of insulation you can have, what type of car you can have. It's total control. It sets that precedent. What type of toilet you can have. I know light bulbs may not seem sexy. Well, no, actually, those mercury-based light bulbs you've made the light bulb companies adopt, they're phasing out all the nice phosphorescence and going to the green headache light bulbs. You have to call a toxic waste removal company if one breaks in your house. I mean, it's totally deadly. And all the studies show it's deadly. But they don't care. All they care about is setting the precedents and make you submit to what they say and do. It's like when the government 20 years ago made all the states put MBTE, deadly gas additive that deforms fish and frogs and toads and hurts humans and absolutely causes cancer in all water supplies now. Because for 20 years they put it in the fuel. Now they've taken it out. Some company comes and lobbies, chemical company, says make them put MBTE in the gas, and they do it. They make close to $1 trillion over 20 years. Hey, good business. I know light bulbs may not be sexy, but this simple action holds enormous promise because 7% of all the energy consumed in America is used to light our homes and businesses. The president said, standing alongside Energy Secretary Stephen Chu at the White House, Obama said the new efficiency standards he was announcing, see, he's announcing, he's the dictator, the decider, for lamps would result in substantial savings between 2012 and 2042, saving consumers up to $4 billion annually. Oh, yes. Conserving enough energy to power every U.S. home for 10 months, reducing emissions equal to the amount produced by 166 million cars a year, and limiting the need for as many as 14 coal-powered plants. So, see, the message here is we got to have less. Development is bad. And then I've got the Royal Commission on Population. I have the State Department Memorandum 200, where they all say they're going to shut the power off and the food supply off and tax you at such a high rate you can't afford to have any children. That's what this is all about. It's eugenics. They're turning the power off. They get you under their control in an industrialized society, do everything they can to get you addicted to industry, and then they start seizing the industry and shutting it down. That's what Maurice Strong says they're going to do, so you can't have children. And that's a quote from him. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online by visiting us at directive21.com. That's directive, the number 21.com now.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
That U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have that, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future for us.
Thank you very much, South Carolina.
And you know why she can't talk, can't speak? Because all she does is watch television and pop culture from the time she was in diapers. And that's what the American people have turned into, and they are the army that the New World Order is going to use to take over the planet. And of course, the question was, why can't the majority of Americans find Iraq on a map? And you found out why. She said, we need to help them, such as, and South Africa, learning, help them. Because she has this image of, she's the God person, she's the American, she's a genius, everybody else are knuckle-dragging idiots, when she is the knuckle-dragging idiot. But I bet she knows all about Paris Hilton. I bet she knows all about Twitter. I bet she knows all about how to apply lipstick properly. And she'll have kids with some rich guy, and the kids will be on Prozac and Ritalin and, you know, end up having some horrible future. Because she's one of the more well-to-do women. Most of the young girls growing up see her as an idol, as an icon. They're going to end up basically being hookers in the world sex industry. You know, that's the big growth industry. That's what the largest portion of American girls become now is whores. From land of the free and home of the brave to land of the dumbed down prostitutes, the slaves. And if we admit how far our nation has fallen, if we admit how we've been conned and screwed and lied to, and if we admit we don't know how the world works and we're ignorant, then we can set about improving ourselves, myself included. But if we don't, it's just going to get worse and worse and worse in this managed economy. And the dumbed-down mass are going to be used as a weapon against the middle class and property owners and business owners and people that aren't dumbed down and people that have made something of themselves. Because the establishment is hiring millions of these dumbed-down ne'er-do-wells every year who are on little petty power trips and turning them loose against the general public. And they're converting the entire economy into a giant police state control grid. That's how this system works. We have fallen a long way, so I'll get more into that coming up. But dealing with White House announces new lighting standards for not just the type of light bulbs you can have, but now the type of power. This is federal zoning that can go into the lamp. What type of lamp you can have itself, where you don't have a choice. You've got to use the light bulbs they prescribe. And then, of course, the federal standards will only be with a certain global company that puts out a certain type of light bulb because only that one type of light bulb will fit the certain socket, and then there'll be a patent on that socket. This is all about an organized economy where everything is controlled. Everything is vertically integrated, where the resources are artificially reduced until you can't survive, you can't live. That's why they want the illegal aliens here. That's why the illegal aliens are above the law. Because you can't run them off. They got to break the bank, bankrupt the states with welfare. They've got to break the middle class by lowering the wages, where if you're in the system paying taxes, you can't survive. The globalists can create all the fiat currency they want to fund their government operation. They tax you to control you. So do they say, oh, we've got great new light bulbs, or open up innovation and just have people adopt systems that do save energy? No. It's about making you adopt systems that they control. By the way, every day I see news articles like this one that was from Yahoo News. The cover charge at the club, an RFID implant. It works for Fido, so why not for you? That's the line that Tommy Thompson, when he traveled to high schools across the country telling kids, middle schools and high schools, they needed to take implantable chips to be safe. And then now they have national studies saying what's the number one fear of children? That they'll be kidnapped, even though they're thousands of times more likely to be hit by a car or drowned. But see, the teachers and the feds all scare them and tell them, you got to take chips. The same RFID implants used to identify lost pets are now being adapted for use on you and me. And not how one might have originally expected. As with all pioneering technologies, it's leisure pursuits that are getting the first stab at the tech. And yes, if you read the Army's own report from 68, declassified in 2000, picked up by the Federation of American Scientists, in my book, Descent into Tyranny, 2002, you can go to the Army's own sites and read this, they say that the entire population by 2025 will have implantable tracker chips with radio identification devices. This is in the 60s. They charted our future. And that they would do it by having the elderly have them who were senile was the term they used. They hadn't yet put all the heavy metals in our food, so you'd get Alzheimer's when you're 20, as large part of the population now is. They go, oh, that's normal. Oh, look at these CAT scans. Their brains are full of mercury, lead, and aluminum. Doesn't matter. Have more. You know, they cut the hair care products, the deodorants, the foods filled with it. Oh, it's good. The eugenicist. And now the public's like, Miss South Carolina, let's play a fluoride head, a brain filled with heavy metals. Also in living her life in front of a TV set, never even thinking about that she's on a planet or how the world operates or where power comes from or where food comes from or where shelter comes from, just ditzily, dingily going through life like it's all a big shopping mall.
Why do you think this is? I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have that, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future for our children.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Good job. We've devastated her mind. By the way, the feds have federal standards for testing. We've had the former head of policy, Department of Education on, Charlotte Iserby. She produced a book the size of the Dallas phone book that we sell at Infowars.com. About half of it is documents, actual government documents, that the federal testing is to gauge how much they've dumbed you down. That's why they always increase the funding when the test scores drop. And then the population gets even stupider. It's designed to dumb you down. And that's why all the public knows is greed and envy and that they want your house and your car and that the government's going to give them a job to come take it. That's all they know. They're like pig demons out there running around, rooting around for truffles. But the truffles are your life, your money, your dreams. Giant herds of hogs just snuffling and gruffling and digging around mindlessly and squealing. It's like a dangerous stampede of elephants on PCP or something running us off the edge of a cliff, being driven by their masters, the ringwraiths. And so it goes into how to get into the best topless bars, to get into the best clubs where all the trendies go. And what these clubs do is they go hire petty celebrities to come there and be there on the weekends and stand up on top stages. And just everybody wants to go and then feel big and feel important, just like cockatoos will fight to the death sometimes to see which one gets to sit the highest up in the tree. You know, I've been in some of the hottest clubs in the country the few times I'm out in California or Las Vegas and get invited by people there, and they'll sit there with bouncers taking you level after level up to the, you know, highest stage in the bar, and everyone's just looking at you up there with the celebrities like you're on Mount Olympus. And all I can think is, how in the world did I get here? I want to get out of here. I wish I was out on a bass boat somewhere looking into the beautiful green-blue water and watching fish and minnows race around on the bottom and, you know, watch a group of deer come out and drink at sunset or at dawn. I'm thinking, this is hell. Take me to the Caribbean. I want to skin dive down 30 feet. You know, the secret of skin diving is when you go down below about 20 feet, it pressurizes your lungs and forces masses of oxygen out of your lungs. So you have all these little airbags in your lungs, little tiny airbags. And so when you bring air in, it usually takes 4 or 5 breaths to cycle in the air and out the air. When you take a big breath, though, and go down below 20 feet, it pressurizes your lungs and then forces all that air out into your bloodstream and also pressurizes the blood somehow to where you get super oxygenated. You're like boosted. You can just make yourself go down to about 30 feet. It's like, whoa, I think I'll spend a minute or so down there. It's unbelievable. But you got to get yourself psyched up to get past the mental tick almost or reflex to want to have air. I'm dreaming about being on the ocean floor with no tanks. Side issue. The point here is, ladies and gentlemen, that I'm in hell with the beating music and all these, you know, gorgeous women, you know, number 10s all around you. The few times I've been drug out to clubs by celebrity friends, and the music's beating, the lights are flashing, and these things are all set up the same where they lead the VIPs up to the higher levels. But, you know, that's VIPs that are actually just out wanting to have a few drinks. They have these petty celebrities that go to these other clubs, and then the local trendies will do anything to get into them to feel like they're celebrities, so they will be injected with chips. And that's what the Pentagon said in 68. They said, for security reasons, we can make government people take chips, military take chips. We can have the senile take chips, prisoners take chips, and we'll make it about security for wealthy people and trendiness, VIP. See, they make it trendy. They can make, I guarantee if they had big stars get up on TV for a year or two and say slitting your throat is wonderful, that you would see young people slitting their throats because that's the cool thing to do, literally. I mean, the feds did death education starting nationwide in the early 90s, where they put kids in mock coffins and teach them how to die and roll them up in blankets and tell them, don't commit suicide. This is what it's like. Don't take, you know, all these pills. Did you know you could take normal pills and kill yourself? And the kids go home and do it. Kind of like the DARE program increased drug use. That was proven in studies. Because they go, this is marijuana. This is how you smoke it. Makes you feel really good. Don't do it. This is cocaine. This is speed. This is the type of place you buy it. Everybody I talked to says they were sitting there in class going, well, I remember sex education in the eighth grade. And I remember sitting there looking at the girls next to me going, The girl's looking over me, And then just immediately we all went out on dates and had sex. Eighth and ninth grade. I mean, that's how it works. And they know that. They're not stupid. In this death education, they teach people, yeah, you can even take your shoelaces and go in a bathroom stall and tie it around the edge of the door and hang yourself. And the little girls go and kill themselves 5 minutes later. You know, don't hang yourself when you're depressed. And they think, oh, they go hang themselves. Almost no suicide. Now it's prolific. It's all eugenics, teaching you how to kill yourselves. That's why they promote homosexuality, because they don't want you having kids. Go to the cover page, at least last week, of Planned Parenthood. It's all about same-sex marriage. And I'm not attacking people that are doing their same-sex marriage or people that are gay or whatever. I don't hate you. I'm not out to get you. I don't even particularly care. The issue is that you are the eugenics apple of their eye. They like what you're doing, and they want you to then go out and attack heterosexuals and persecute us and use CPS to grab people's kids to then supply you with adopted children. That's what I don't like about you. I don't like that your culture doesn't produce children, so you got to come rob ours. So you're like, oh, let me have my rights. I just want to do what I want in my own bedroom. Go ahead. I'm not obsessed with that. I'm not hung up on with that like all the fake Republican leaders who are all constantly caught in bathrooms or trying to bugger children. I'm not obsessed and hung up on it. But I do know that almost every family court judge I've studied in the country that sees his kids is a lesbian or a gay man, and they feed the kids to the child protection system that are then given to gay and lesbian families. And I'm telling you, your headhunting of children is bad news and very, very wicked. And I, you know what? You're committing a crime, and you need to face up to the fact that you don't reproduce, so decide that you're not going to have children. Or if you're going to go out and get somebody to donate sperm to you, then more power to you. But don't sit there and kidnap kids all day. What you're doing is wrong. It needs to be talked about. But anyway, side issue. You know, you give up on reproduction, which is what the whole point of the species is to forward the species. People say, well, you know, that's primitive mind, and that's what we are. It's what we do. We are what we are. It is what it is. Comprende? I've already digressed. Specifically, one beach-oriented Barcelona nightclub, the Baja Club, they got one in Florida too, is using the implants to free customers from burdens. Oh, it frees you to have a tracking chip of having to carry their purses and wallets. Makes sense. When you're spending the day in a bikini and flip-flops, where do you keep your ID? See, don't think about anything. Just enjoy yourself. Drink the tap water. Take the inoculation. Just enjoy yourselves. Don't think about anything. Take the chip. It frees you. You get to get into the top area of the club with the wink-wink bimbos. Instead, the bouncer just scans your arm with an RFID reader, and you're in. And since you can't carry a credit card or cash either, the implants do double duty. And it goes in to how great it is. See, constantly pushing how you got to have it. And then we say, by the way, we don't want the government to make us take chips. They go, you insane schizophrenic. There's no plan to make anybody take chips. Yeah, they've just already implanted most of the special forces.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the bailout group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the bailout group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the bailout group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The bailout group.
Economy have you down?
Scared you might lose your job?
Worried how you will provide for your family?
Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse,
but there is hope.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
About your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
play this clip from the Today Show from back in late May, and I've got Fox and CNN and CNBC and BBC, but I'm just going to play one of them. Because every time I get up on the radio and I read mainstream news articles where the government says they're preparing to forcibly inoculate the people of the United States, the UK, Canada, Europe, coming up in the fall. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to do it, but they've implemented level six. Now, I told you this back in April. Now it's public. But since then, they've been getting everybody ready in the last month for forced inoculations and even using the term martial law on Fox and CNN. Now, this is total hype. I mean, this flu has killed less than 50 people. Regular flu kills 37,000 a year. Now, I think that's an exaggerated number. They kind of use that as a cover for a lot of old people that just die of being old. But the point is, this flu is nothing unless they're going to release something else that's a mutation of it that they're going to claim was naturally occurring. We know this flu is engineered. We know they're really gearing up for a martial law takeover using a flu outbreak, a pandemic, as the cover. And they've engaged level six, which means forced quarantine, forced inoculations, martial law. I've read the executive order on air day after day. In fact, here is the executive order. I had it in my stack. I'll find it in a minute. It's 13,300 and something. The point is, here is mainstream television, what, the Today Show, where they're saying the same thing. Here it is.
That the Obama administration is considering implementing a new fall vaccination program against the flu, a plan that would require Americans to get not one, not two, but three flu shots. Dr. Nancy Snyderman is NBC's chief medical editor. Nancy, good morning.
Hi, Meredith.
Unprecedented this is. How would this work?
Well, here's the idea. On the first Saturday when we knew swine flu was an issue, the Centers for Disease Control held a conference, and we were already talking, with those of us who listened in, about how you're going to ramp up manufacturing this new vaccine on top of the old vaccine.
It takes a lot of time.
Right.
About 5 months.
And the decision was made, if we're going to get the normal flu vaccine to the general public in the fall, to hold it up while we figure out the swine flu was perhaps going to put the entire population at risk. So at that moment, the decision was made, we would go into normal flu production for the normal vaccine, like it is,
for seasonal flu.
Figure out what the swine flu really is, and then perhaps tag team a second vaccine on top
of it. Okay, so that's why they didn't combine them into one shot, but why two additional shots for swine flu?
The normal seasonal flu that you and I talk about every year, there's a herd immunity to some extent.
That's enough.
One shot.
Now, they call us a herd, the herd immunity, and it just goes on. But see how they slip that in? You will be required. You will have to. The executive order is 13,375. And their continuity of government martial law takeover grid needs an excuse. And in the fall, you're going to have the new Bank of the World being openly set up, taking over the U.S. That bill's introduced. All the other legislation going through. You won't care as long as they're fear-mongering if they go ahead and legalize all the illegals and everything else, because they're going to be fear-mongering using this as a smokescreen that'll make the Michael Jackson distraction and diversion pale in significance. So there you have it. We're going to come back, hit some other news, and we've got a climatologist coming on to talk about what's really going on with so-called man-made global warming. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.